Can you please explain the fetter of attachment to rites and rituals? How does this relate to the beautiful monastic chanting and other rituals? Does it have applications in lay life? The applications go across the board. And sometimes it's hard to take a phrase and get the nuance of what the full meaning is, so that when the Buddha talks about sila bhatta paramasa, what's translated as attachment to rites and rituals, but the meaning of it is it's a fetter when we assume that purification, the purification of the mind, has to rely on particular rites and rituals. So then that's a fetter. Say that if I just do this chanting, however many times, and I'm going to free my mind from greed, hatred, and delusion. Or if I just got the pronunciation down, then that would do it. so that it's that kind of the ritualistic aspect of it, or the correct performance of a rite or ceremony is what is the basis for purification, and that's a fetter, that's an obstruction to liberation. But the skillful use of rites and rituals to support the increase of wholesome dhammas and the decrease of unwholesome dhammas is a valid basis for practice.